on sheet number one, the one I consider number one, we have the we have all the places in Sefer Yeshayahu where God is referred to as Kadosh Yisrael. He is described as the Holy One of Israel. And I'm not sure. I have a feeling that the list may not be complete. I'm not ready to start up with a computer printout, because we assume that the computer is simply infallible. But according to the printout, there are 19 places in Yeshayahu where the Navi refers to the God of Israel as Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. And we don't really know what it means. Now, the next two sheets, which go from 1 to 62, first sheet is 1 to 35, the second one is 36. 1 to 19 is Kadosh Yisrael. Now there's sheet 2 that begins with 1 all over again. Right? Buttons off. All right. So according to the computer printout, Yeshayahu describes God as Kadosh Yisrael in 19 places. Sheets 2 and 3 of a computer printout of Sefer Yeshayahu, 62 places where God is described as Hashem Tzvakot. Now the computer printout is from, and therefore Hashem is not Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it is printed Yud Dalet Vav Dalet, so that the name of God should not be printed out. So we have a Fruma pious computer printout. Yes. No, it's not high. It's because I was yelling.
No, but you're
going to
get excited later.
I'm going to get very excited.
And I don't want to disturb you then.
Are there more sheets?
Right here. On page... On start on the other side. No, no, no. Seat 1, seat 2, seat 3. All right, okay. In order to unlock the meaning of not dozens, scores of places in Yeshayahu, or for that matter, to unlock the secret of all of Yeshayahu, we have to understand when he uses the term Kadosh Yisrael, God as the Holy One of Israel, what does he mean? And when he refers to God as Hashem Tzvakot, what does he mean? It will simply open our eyes to an understanding of what God is in the eyes of Yeshayahu, and furthermore, how does God relate to the Jewish people? So I'm going to start with the first sheet that I gave you, which is the one that has underlined the words Kadosh Yisrael. God is described as the Holy One of Israel. And now, since they are numbered, I'm going to take you from number to number as I see fit, because I feel that that will make it clear for you. So you're holding this sheet in front of you now. Kadosh Yisrael, yes. I didn't say anything yet.
Is this the first time that someone has referred to Yeshayahu?
No. God is referred to as Kadosh Yisrael in Tehillim in a number of times, but the one who makes the most use of Kadosh Yisrael is Yeshayahu.
And his definition is
Oh, that we will, once we have taken care of his definition, And I'm even going to prove to you that a woman agreed with him, which of course will end the discussion and the debate right there. Let's go step by step. Just have patience and follow me, and you will you'll begin to understand. Both last week. I just want you to have one sheet in front of you, the one that says Kadosh Yisrael. 16 on one side and another 3 on the other side. We're going to begin with number 5. And you can mark them off so that we can ultimately get through all of them. Number 5 is that in Yeshayahu Perek Yudbet, Pasuk Vav, chapter 12, Pasuk 6, Sahali Varoni Yoshevet Tzion, Ki Gadol B'Kirbeich Kadosh Yisrael. Be full of joy and sing, you who dwell in Zion, Ki Gadol B'Kirbeich, because great is in your midst, Kadosh Yisrael. That chapter 12 in Yeshayahu is a very beautiful chapter. This is the last pasuk. It's a very small chapter. Let me just read to you, if you want to take a look, in chapter 12, pasuk 2, Hinei Keil Yeshuati, God is my salvation. Evtach, I will have trust in him, v'lo evchad, and I will not be frightened. Ki ozi v'zirot ko Hashem, v'hi li Yeshua, my strength, my might, my power, the one who comes to my aid and my assistance, the one who saves me, is God. U'sha'aftem mayim b'sason, you should fetch water with joy, mimaynei ha'yeshua, from the wellsprings of salvation. V'amartem v'yomahu, and on that day you will say, Hodu l'Hashem, thank God, kidu b'shvo, call his name, hodiyu v'amim alilotav, tell the whole world what he has done. Harzkiru, remind them, Kinizgov Shmo, that his name is might, power. Zamru Hashem, sing unto God, Kigeut Asar, because he has done great things. Mudad Zot Bechol Haaretz, let it be known in the whole earth. Sahali Varoni, here we are. I'm reading chapter 12 of Yeshayahu. Not only am I reading chapter 12, I finished chapter 12 already. It's a magnificent chapter. The last pasuk is what we have on our sheet, number 5. Sahali Varoni. Sahala means joy. Roni is song. Be full of joy and song, you who live in Zion, because great in your midst is Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. Just as an aside, before I get into the perek and the meaning of this pasuk, and I'm going to ask you, you're going to tell it to me. My son-in-law once wanted to get me upset. I like him. So he sent over to the house a picture. It was a picture of a street in Borough Park that had a big banner across it. Some Rebbe was visiting Borough Park, so they had a big banner, Sahali Varoni Yosheves Borough Park, Ki Gadol B'Kirbeich Kadosh Yisrael. All right, no comment need be made. That's it. Let me ask you, what is the mood of this chapter? What words would you describe the mood of this chapter? And specifically the mood of this pasuk, what? More than positive. Exaltation, joy, happiness, a sense, who is my strength? Who is my salvation? Hinei keil yishuati, evtach v'lo evchad, ki ozi v'zimnatah, Hashem v'yihili yishua. And that hodu l'Hashem, thank God, call out his name, tell the whole world, mudad zot b'chad, let the whole world know it. And in this last pasuk, that means chapter 12, which is joy, exaltation, happiness, a sense of faith in God, trust, the God of Israel, who is your Savior, the one who destroys your enemies before you. And the last two words in chapter 12, God is described as Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. All right? So do we have already a little bit of the mood of what the Holy One of Israel means? I'll let you in on the problem that we're going to have to deal with at the end. What is our usual understanding of the word holy? The word holy seems to represent distant, far, separate, holy, mysterium tremendum, as Rudolf Otto speaks of God as the mysterium tremendum, Kodesh Kodoshim. When we think of the Holy of Holies, we think of a place that the Kohen Gadol goes in only one day on Yom Kippur. And here it seems the word Kadosh is being used in a completely different way. Ki Gadol v'kirveich, great, he's in your midst. When God is in your midst, when he brings salvation, when you know that you can trust him and depend on him, when he is the one who destroys your enemies from before you, Kadosh Yisrael. So here, I'm really using not merely one pasuk, Tzali Voroni, Yoshevet Zion, Ki Gadol v'kirveich, Kadosh Yisrael. The whole chapter, chapter 12. Just for the record, I'm going to say the first passage in chapter 12. V'yomer Tobayom, who on that day you will say, Odecha Hashem, I thank you, God, ki onaftobi, that you got angry with me. Because ultimately, even your anger was something that caused me to search again and look for the right path. Yoshov Abchon, then you removed your anger, Utenachameni, and you consoled me. The Kadosh Yisrael, as it would seem from this chapter anyway, is the source of consolation, of joy, of happiness. He is in your midst. And as I say, the problem we're going to have to deal with is that our understanding of Kedusha seems to be precisely the opposite of the meaning of Kadosh Yisrael. Number 6. On your back to your sheets. On that day, man is going to turn to the one who made him. Yish'eh. Maybe it's not a bad idea to look at this one in context as well. It's going to be an amazing study of Sefer Yishayahu. Chapter 17. Pasuk 7. Vayom ahu, yish'eh ha'adam al asehu, ve'inov el kadosh Yisrael tiden. Oh, this is going to be beautiful. On that day, man is going to turn. You know what the word yish'eh, where do we have it for the first time in Torah? Kayin and Hevel. God turns to the sacrifice of Hevel Sho'ah, the El Hevel Vel Minchato Lo Sho'ah. God did not turn. The word Sho'ah means to turn, to look toward. Bayomahu, on that day, man is going to look to Osehu, the one who made him. Ve'enov, in his eyes, El Kadosh Yisrael Tid'enov, will see the Holy One of Israel. Who am I going to depend on? Who's the one you can place your trust in? Kadosh Yisrael. Next pasuk. He is not going to turn to the altars that he made with his own hands. This represents idolatry. And that which his fingers made, lo yireh, will not see. He's not going to turn to the ashedim. The asherah was a tree that was worshipped by the idol. Chamonim are something that's made like the sun, some kind of a representation of the sun god. So Kadosh Yisrael, here in this context, similar to the first one, the one you can depend on, the one you should turn to, the one who is the source of salvation and solace, is Kadosh Yisrael. All right? I'm not going to do 7 now. Don't peek. I see already some of you want to, when the Rebbe skips something, then you have to be concerned. Anything we skip, we'll get back to. Yishayahu Perek Lamed. Pasuk is there. Chapter 30. I like 30 and 31. We're up to number 8. After number 8. Yishayahu Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Bet. Pasuk Yud Bet. And also, you know, I'm going to do 9 and 10 together. And I'm going to give you a broad outline of the two chapters, 30 and 31. You're going to learn Yeshayahu this way. I'm beginning to like this. Chapter 30 begins. Look at the beginning of chapter 30. How to finger by the place. In chapter 30 and 31, there's going to be one theme. The theme is, woe to those who depend on Egypt. Chapter 30, the two chapters, both of them. Hoy bonim soridim ne'um Hashem. I'm reading the beginning of chapter 30. Woe to you rebellious sons, says God. Lasot eitzah, you take counsel. Velo mini, and it's not from me. You have your own advisors. Velin soch maseicha, you appoint a ruler. A nasich, you appoint a ruler. Velo ruchi, it's not with my spirit. I don't like that. Leman svot chatat al chatat, in order to add sin upon sin. What is the Navi referring to? That you take counsel on your own, you appoint your own princes, you add sin or blunder to blunder. So Pasuk Beis tells us, V'ha'ha'ochim l'adedet Mitzrayim, those who go down to Egypt, u'filo shalu, they didn't ask me. La'oz v'ma'oz Paro, why did they go down there? To have strength in the fortress of Paro, you understand? Paro is going to be an ally you can depend on. V'la'chasod v'tzeil Mitzrayim, and to find shade in the cover of Egypt. Egypt. V'hoya lachem, in Pasuk Gimel, the Navi already says, V'hoya lachem ma'oz paro l'boshech. By the way, do you understand what Yeshayahu was doing? It strikes me, I've learned this program, I don't know how many times. Do you know what Yeshayahu was doing? And you know what Yirmiyahu is going to do? He's making a political statement. And I thought that only Pashlugin and members of Knesset, communists, can make political statements. But here it is, Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel and Hosea and Amos and Habakkuk and Zechariah are going to make political statements. He is telling the Jewish people, you go down to make a deal with Mitzrayim, an alliance with Mitzrayim, it's a terrible mistake. And therefore in Pasuk Gimel he says, I have to remember this, I didn't know. Why this thought never occurred to me. V'hoya lachem ma'oz paro levoshet. The ma'oz is the fortress of Paro is going to be a source of shame for you. V'hechasud b'tzeil Mitzrayim, and finding cover under the shade of Mitzrayim l'chlima is going to be a source of a bishin, a chlima, a charpa, a shande. It's going to be. Alright? Ki hoyu b'tzoan sorov. Itzoan is the name of a place in Mitzrayim, and Chones is another place, and representatives of the state of Israel arrive in Tzoan, and the messengers reach Chones. You know, at the end, you know, we send people to meet with them directly, indirectly, send letters, messengers. I don't know, maybe they started playing ping pong with Paro in Mitzrayim. I don't know how they broke open the gates of Mitzrayim. Kol Hivish. Everything, the end is going to be that everything is going, everyone is going to be ashamed. You know why? Because al am lo yo'ilu lamo, they have placed their trust on a people that can't help. Lola Ezer, Mitzrayim and Paro can't help. V'lola ho'il, they are not beneficial. You know what they are? Ki levoshet v'gam lecherpa. They are a shame and an embarrassment. Sugonish v'gonish. You're out of your minds that you place any kind of trust or faith in Mitzrayim. Giving you my wife's tonight. It's heavy.
All right.
In Pasuk 6, I'll read it. Yeah, it's beautiful. Let's go. We're just going to do the text. We're going to be fascinated by text. He describes in Pasuk 6 how Jews send gifts down to Mitzrayim. Masab Bahamot Negev. the burdens that are carried by the animals that go southward. And they go through Eretz Tzora v'Tzuka. In other words, they have to go through the Sinai Desert in order to arrive at Egypt. Be'eretz Tzora v'Tzuka, a land of trouble and difficulty. Lavi v'Layish mehem. Do you know what Lavi and Layish are? Lions. Lions and what?
Lionesses.
And lionesses. In other words, they go through terrible terrain. Efa v'Sarof ma'ofeith. Most probably a viper. I got it, a viper. First time a viper. And Sarof Ma'ofeith is a flying snake. A serpent, okay. That's not bad. Yisu al ketef ayorim cheleim. Cheleim means their wealth. They carry on the shoulders of donkeys. Val dabeshet gemalim. You never had that word. You know what the dabeshet of a gemal is? The hump. The hump of a camel. Otsrotam. Their treasures are on the humps of camels. That means, first of all, they put a lot of gifts on their donkeys and on their camels, and they go to the south. They have to traverse land in which there are wild animals, snakes and vipers. For what? Al-am lo yo'ilu. For a people who can't help you. It's our race give up in the harvest. And the Navi goes further. Mitzrayim hevel vorik yazaru. Mitzrayim, nothing and garnish with garnish. I don't know what the difference between hevel and rik is. Garnish yazaru, they will help. Lachem karosi lazot, therefore I've called this ra'avhem. You remember, we, those of you at the shir yesterday, where the Medrash says, Velopono el Rehovim, a pasuk in Iyov, he did not turn to Rehov. Who is Rahav? Mitzrayim is Rahav. And Rashi says, Gasei haruach, conceited. Like the guys who promise you the world. They promise you everything. But they're incapable of delivering. Not only they're incapable, they don't want to deliver to begin with. Gasei haruach. And so too the Mitsudo says, Gaiva. That's why I disagreed yesterday where the word Shachachanim, those who forget. No. Though there's a relationship. The person who is conceited is therefore involved only with himself. If he's involved only with himself, he forgets the needs of others. So I came to the aid of that. Alright. Alright, he keeps going. The whole perek is, and the next perek are about Mitzrayim. Now look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. You're there already. That's the Pasuk that we want to see. Suru mini derech, mini derech, hatu mini orech, hajibisu mimon miponenu et kedosh Yisrael. There are those who insisted on going to Egypt, said, get out of the way. Remove yourself from the path. Remove from before us the Holy One of Israel. Do you know what Kedosh Yisrael therefore means in this chapter? Kedosh Yisrael is the opposite of Mitzrayim. In other words, there are those who say we're going to go ahead with our policies. We don't want to have anything to do with Kedosh Yisrael. We want Mitzrayim. So how has Yeshayahu used Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel? Mitzrayim are those who can't help, don't want to help. Are meaningless, you can't trust them, you can't depend on them. It's their busha and their chlima. What is Kedosh Yisrael? Therefore, the one you can trust, the one you can depend on, the one who can help, the one who can save, the one who can come to your rescue. Kedosh Yisrael, similar to the pasuk we learned before. Now let's take a look at chapter 31. That's going to be number 10. What?
We didn't do number. Actually, you said you were
going to
put 7 feet and you did it, and you didn't do 8.
You know what? You know what I did? I skipped 8. How do you like that? I skipped 8. I did 10. I didn't do 11 yet.
You did 11.
Oh, 11. Wait. Don't get me confused. Let's go to 10 right now. 10 is chapter 31. We said chapters 30 and 31 deal with Mitzrayim. Let's take a look at chapter 31. You got it? How did chapter 30 begin? Woe, you rebellious sons! Well, who are the rebellious sons? So Pasuk Bet in chapter 30 said, those who go down to Egypt. Ha'holchim la'vedet Mitzrayim. Those who go down to Egypt. In chapter 31, he continues, Hoy hayoredim Mitzrayim le'ezra. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. Al susim yisha'enu. They lean and depend on horses. Vayiftichu. And they place their trust. Va'al rechev kirav, the many chariots of Egypt. Va'al poroshim ki otzmumiod, and the cavalry that's so mighty. That's who they place their trust in. V'lo sho'u al kedosh Yisrael. And they did not turn to the Holy One of Israel. Ve'et Hashem lo doroshu, and God they did not seek out. Kedosh Yisrael, therefore, the real horsemen, the real chariots, the real horses, the real power, the real might is Kedosh Yisrael. But they think that Mitzrayim is going to provide all that is necessary for the protection and the defense of the Jewish people. And Yeshayahu says, it's a terrible, terrible, tragic, tragic mistake. Okay? And the fact is, the rest of the chapter basically same idea. You can't depend on the time. Yeah. All right. So I just now did number 10, right? Okay.
Can Mitzrayim stand for the might of the world?
Yes. How do you like that?
Good.
There's a general rule. So first of all, you know, in a certain sense, I'm going to disagree with you as well. Why do you have to say that Mitzrayim represents the might of the world? Why can't Mitzrayim today be precisely the same thing that Yeshayahu said then? Go on, I'm a Musa, you're going to depend. We talked about it yesterday, Yeshayahu. Talked about it yesterday. But why did I agree with you? I'll tell you why I agreed with you. Because this is a general rule, and I've said it before, and I know that I'm going to have to say it again. Any prophecy that was limited in meaning and significance to a particular moment in time was not written for all time to come. Whatever was included in the 24 books of the prophets, whatever was included, were those prophecies that have meaning throughout all of history. There were 1,200,000 prophets, the Gemara says. But much of their prophecy, or nearly all of their prophecy, was related to a specific time, a specific place. It may very well be a Jew who came to the Navi and said, I don't know what stock to buy on the stock market. And the Navi would tell him what stock to buy. I think that they call that insider trading, you understand, when you use a tip like that. The Rebbeinu was the great trader in the heaven. A person had a problem with in the family, so you went to a Navi, and the Navi would give you, if you were worthy, the Navi would give you advice what to do. No. Hasidim would say a Rebbe is like a Navi. Not the Navi is like a Rebbe. You went. Well, don't we even have that a number of times when we're dealing with Elisha and Eliyahu, the women that come to him because their child is ill. The prophets in Jericho, the water is polluted. Because the Israelis were there, so the waters of Jericho are polluted and they're bitter. So they come. So over there, even though many of those miracles that were performed by Eliyahu and Elisha were of a private nature, but the purpose there was, and Rashi points it out, the purpose was to show what Eliyahu and Elisha were. That was a terribly important lesson for the Jewish people. So therefore, when it talks about Mitzrayim, the same terminology is going to be used about Asher. You can't depend on Mitzrayim, you can't depend on Asher. The only one you can depend on is Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. That's a universal message for Jews for all time. Now, yes.
I mean, one day Israel was exactly where it falls.
In their own country, they have a Beis HaMikdash, and there's so much sanctity all over the place, and they go ahead and they turn to foreign powers. And the Navi knew. God told him that you can't depend on Mitzrayim. So he's saying the words of God. But of course, in other, it doesn't mean that we should make enemies of everybody. We can make friends, we can make alliances, and we can make treaties, and we can act like decent human beings amongst the family of nations, but we have to know that they are not going to be the ones who will come to our aid and our assistance. America let us down a number of times. I'm not talking about Mitzrayim anymore. I'm talking about the United States of America. I think some of us may remember the weeks of May 1967 and early June of 67, where Lyndon Johnson kept saying that American boats, ships are going to go through the Straits of Tehran and break the blockade of Eretz Israel. As Abba Ivan, who then was a Jew and a Zionist, was talking about the noose tightening around the neck. America never came through. America never came through. So if you can't depend on America, so who are you going to depend on? So the Navi is saying that a people who can turn to God and realize that He is Kadosh Yisrael, and therefore, what is Kadosh Yisrael? The opposite of all other alliances. Kadosh Yisrael, you can trust. In Kadosh Yisrael, we trust. In other words, if I have to make a penny here in Eretz Yisrael, I'd say in Kadosh Yisrael we trust. And I'm going to point. I want to prove that point. So let's keep going. Number 11 on our sheet, we learned that. That's in the chapter. Take a look at Lamed Zayin. We learned it last week. Chapter 37. Where God is responding to the boys of Sancheriv, king of Ashur. 37. Sure. You have chapter 37? Who did you shame and who did you blaspheme? Remember, Rav Shakeh, who is the messenger of Sancheriv, is the one who stood before the walls of Yerushalayim and said, where are the gods of Hamas and Arpad and Sfarvayim alone? They couldn't save those nations. Save Yerushalayim. Who? The God of Israel. The one whom Chizkiyahu rejects. What are you talking about? There is no God who can stand before Sancheriv, king of Ashur. So God's response is, as Miche Dafter Vigi Dafter, whom did you shame and blaspheme? Thou me have a motor call. Who did you raise your voice against? Vatisoma Rome Necha, you lifted your eyes heavenward, El Kadosh Yisrael, to the Holy One of Israel. Here it may not seem as clear as in the other places, but I'm going to tell you the pshat over here is the other deities who did not save other nations that fell from before you because they can't be depended on. But Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel, oh, can he be depended on? You can trust him. He's the one who will come to your aid and your assistance. Let's go further through our list over here. Chapter 12. Number 12. Correct me when I make mistakes. The rare moments at which I make mistakes. Number 12. God says, Al tiri tola'at Yaakov. Don't be afraid, you worm Yaakov. And the term worm over here is not meant in a derogatory sense, but it represents weakness and small. Don't be afraid. Metei Yisrael, the people of Israel. Ani avarticha me'om Hashem. I have saved you. The Goalech, I am your Redeemer, Kadosh Yisrael. Again, the Kadosh Yisrael is the Redeemer. He is the Savior. Because of him you need not fear. Number 13. We learned this. Take a look. Chapter 43, Pasuk 3. We learned chapter 43. And if you really want to, let me read just the first 3-4 psukim of chapter 43. V'ata ko amar Hashem, so says God, Bora Acha Yaakov, the one who created you, Yaakov, V'yotzer ko Yisrael, the one who formed you, Al tira, don't be afraid, ki ga'al ticha, because I have redeemed you, Karasu b'shimcha, I called your name, Li ota, you are mine, you belong to me, I'm going to take care of you. I imagine Karasi b'shimcha may very well mean I gave you the name Yisrael. That was last week's segment. I gave you the name. And here, this great pasuk. This pasuk bet is going to describe to us Kedosh Yisrael in most glowing terms. Ki tavor b'mayim itcha ani, when you go through water, I'm with you. U'banaharot, and through the rivers, yo lo yishtifucha, they will not sweep you away. Ki teleg b'mo eish lo tikaveh, when you go through fire, you will not be singed. And flames will not burn upon you. Are we talking about somebody who's the great protector of the Jewish people? Why? Because I am God, your God, the Holy One of Israel, Moshi Echa, the one who saves you. Natati Kofrecha Mitzrayim Kush Usvot Tachtecha. Your ransom will be Mitzrayim. A plague on Mitzrayim. Kush Usvot. They will come in your place. What a beautiful way to see Kedosh Yisrael. Kedosh Yisrael is the one who protects, who saves, who's a shield around the Jewish people. You'll go through water and nothing will happen. You'll walk through fire. Yea, though I walk through the valley. Alright, the shadow of death. Okay, but that's Tehillim. We haven't come to Tehillim yet. So far, Kedosh Yisrael is absolutely on target. It has a particular, specific meaning every time. Yes? That question has been asked 100 times. There is a period of Hester Parakent. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I tell you, every time we talk about God being good, somebody's going to ask the question, what happened at Holocaust? So number one, I can tell you, I don't know what happened in the Holocaust. Number two, I can tell you it was a period in which God was concealed. And why do you have to ask about the Holocaust? And what about all the other tzavos that happened to Klal Yisrael? What about Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni? Go ask me about everything. I don't know. But...
No, okay.
Any question? As long as it's not about the Holocaust.
No.
It's not. It's initially. It
gives hope. In other words, this gives hope.
The fact is, we're around.
Exactly.
The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, "I swear to God, the greatest miracle of all is the survival of the Jewish people. 4,000 years after Avraham Avinu were around." So I don't understand the meaning of evil in the world. I do know that the Nevi'im say that by Yom Ahu, on that great day, evil will be removed from the face of the earth. Kol Harisha Kula Kiyoshin Tichla, we say about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all evil will be removed. There is evil in the world. And the Holocaust is a result of man's evil, not God.
Right,
for God's sake, Hitler, your machshemay, did it.
We built them up.
That's all. I'm not getting angry. I'm just. Then there's no meaning to all of the Nevi'im. There's no meaning to your prayers. Don't daven anymore, because where's God to help anyway? So forget it all. No. So I don't hope. So he's telling you. Well, just one moment. Was Chizkiyahu, was Yerushalayim of Chizkiyahu saved? It certainly was. Well, were there many successes in history? So I'll ask you the next question. All right, so you have a problem. Where was God in the Holocaust? I'm telling you, he was alive and well in Eretz Yisrael 3 years later. In 48, he was Kedosh Yisrael. In 45, I don't know where he was. All right. Well, Toby had a hand up first, and I have to be fair. And to be even-handed, yes.
Even-handed.
Yes, even-handed.
Kadosh Yisrael,
yes.
Doesn't it have a particular meaning? You could use Hashem's name.
Toby, do me a favor. The whole year.
I know.
Is in order to find the precise meaning of Kadosh Yisrael, as Yeshayahu defines it.
I understand, but the question is, in each particular site that you have answered the question, the meaning is a little different.
No. There is, show me one pasuk where the meaning was different.
We
in every place so far that we've learned Kadosh Yisrael, it's talking about God being the one who...
No.
God assists, God helps, God saves, He's a source of joy, happiness, you can trust on Him. Every pasuk. There was no... Show me one... Oh boy, this is going to be a tape for all time. Yeah. Show me one place where Kadosh Yisrael meant anything else. Wait a minute. Yes?
I just wanted to make two comments.
Two comments.
One was that...
I'm going to need this comic off. Yeah.
We have no way of knowing whether the bad things that have happened to us may not have been punishments for our behavior. That's the first thing. The second thing is that while individual Jews may have suffered, the Jewish nation as a whole is still going strong.
I guess the second one we said. The first one I was afraid to say. The first comment you made, I was afraid to say. When you say you don't know, that's okay. In other words, because I'm not in the category of those who's ready to say that the Holocaust was mitnei chataenu. I can't. It means that what the Navi is really saying is, if you will see God as Kadosh Yisrael, then He will be Kadosh Yisrael.
And you will be. So there is
me? Who are you talking about? Me?
The Jewish nation, obviously.
You know who I would like to say this year? I'd like Yeshayahu to say this year. Let's hear what Yeshayahu has to say. So far, every time Yeshayahu opened up his mouth, it was to the point. All right, next. 14. Ko Amar Hashem. In the same chapter, Ko Amar Hashem, Go Elchem Kadosh Yisrael. This is a pasuk we spent a lot of time on. I'll remind you, we learned this pasuk. So says your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, Lemanchem Shilachti Bavela. So remember, I learned with you some of the Mefarshim learn, Lemanchem, for your sake, I was sent to Bavel. You went into exile, I went into exile with you. I'm there, by your side. Kadosh Yisrael represents the imminence of God. God is close. He is close. Oh, good. I'm very happy. All right, the cousin von Yodin. Number 15. Here I want you to look at chapter 45, Pasuk 11. Because here, in order to fully understand it, you have to see it as well in its context. Kor Hashem, Kadosh Yisrael. You have it, chapter 45, pasuk 11. I'm going to give you the broader context, because if you don't have the context, you may make the mistake of thinking that Kadosh Yisrael means something else, which you will see later. The context here is the following. If you just want to take, please take a peek at the first pasuk in 45 of this chapter. And for that matter, if you're already in the first pasuk of 45, you can even look at the last pasuk of 44. All right? You're not getting confused. Do you know what Yeshayahu is talking about over here? Yeshayahu is talking about the fact that there's going to come a time when God is going to send a savior to the Jewish people called Koresh, Cyrus, king of Persia. There are many chapters in Yeshayahu where Yeshayahu describes the utter fall and destruction of Babylon. The empire in the days of Yeshayahu is Assyria, Sanherib, king of Ashur. But Yeshayahu sees further. Yeshayahu describes that there's going to be a terrible, terrible Nebuchadnezzar. He doesn't call Nebuchadnezzar by name, but he talks about Babel. There are a number of chapters, 14, 15, 16, that describe the destruction of Babel. They are magnificent chapters. And there are going to be other chapters. here he says that following Bavel, do you know who's going to be my instrument to save you from the hands of Bavel? Koresh, king of Persia. And Yeshayahu, 150 years before the birth of Koresh, enunciates Koresh's name, do you understand? Yeshayahu knew it. Koresh heard about it also. I imagine when he grew up and they said, your name is Cyrus. My name is Cyrus? I mean, he believed that he was the Cyrus that Yeshayahu was talking about. By the way, he was right. He was. So the last pasuk in 42 says, Ha'omel Koresh Ro'i, the one who says to Koresh, who is calling my shepherd, the one who's going to be the shepherd of my sheep, the Chol Chefzi, and all that I want, Yashlim, he will complete it. Koresh is going to do it. The Leimor Yerushalayim Tibaneh, he's going to say to Yerushalayim that it should be built, the Heichol Tibaseid, and the Beth HaMikdash foundation should be laid. That's what he told Zerubbabel. I think part of it is going to be in the Haftarah of this week, the first week of Shabbos Chanukah. It's about Yahushua Kohen Gadol and Zerubbabel who return and begin to establish the foundations of the second Beth HaMikdash. Lo v'chayil v'lo v'ru v'karach ki'im v'ruchi yomar Hashem tzvokos. Koresh is the one who's going to say Yerushalayim be rebuilt. Beis HaMikdash, make the foundations. Koresh Hashem, chapter 45. So says God l'mishicho, to his anointed one. Not Mashiach, don't get excited. Mashicho means an anointed one. His anointed one, Koresh. Asher hechazakti b'yamino. God says, I've held him by the right hand. L'rad l'fonav goyim, that nations should be subdued before him. U'matnei melachim afateach. The loins of kings will be opened. Open loins represent weakness. For example, whenever they describe a fellow going out to war, he girds his loins, girding the loins, you know, putting his belt on, his holster, his sword. That represents strength. The removal or the opening of that which he has upon his loins represents weakness. So God says, I'm going to make his enemies, Koresh, his enemies, weak before him. Liftorach lefonav delataim, I'm going to open doors for him. Usha'arim lo yisogedu, the gates of cities are not going to be closed. Koresh is going to crush his enemies. Ani lefonecha eleh, God says, I'm going to go before you. V'hadurim ayasher, any curve in the road, I'm going to make it straight. Yashar, yashar. Daltot nechusha shaber. If there are going to be doors of copper, I'm going to break them. Uverichei barzel agadea. Brichim are the sticks or the poles that keep a door closed. I'm going to the what? Oh, I didn't think of that. I should have thought of the rav baria. Brichei barzel agadea. V'natati l'cho otzel schosha. God says, I'm going to give to Koresh the wealth that is in darkness. Wealth that nobody knows where it is. He's going to find all of the wealth of Nebuchadnezzar of Babel. Umatmunem is studying that which is hidden in secret. Leman Tedar, in order that you should know, Ki Ani Hashem, I am God HaKorei B'Shimcha, who calls your name, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. And do you know why I'm going to do this? Why am I going to make Koresh so great, so strong, and so mighty, and so victorious? Leman Avdi Yaakov, for my servant Yaakov Yisrael, Bechidi Yisrael, whom I've chosen, for Ekrolecha B'Shimecha, I called you by name, Koresh, Achamcha, I gave you your name. By the way, you should recognize this from Amin's Miros, Achamcha V'lo Yida'atani. I gave you your name, but you know you never really knew me. Koresh doesn't really know. Koresh was an idolater. He didn't know the God of Israel. And God is saying through Yeshayahu 150 years earlier that there's going to be one who is going to save the Jewish people. He's going to be great. He's going to be victorious. For what purpose is he going to be victorious? He's going to be victorious for the sake of the Jewish people. L'man yedu mimizrach shemesh u'mimaharav, so that they should know from the very east until the west. Ki efes bil odai, there is nothing aside from me. Ani Hashem, I am God, ve'ein od, and there is none other. Yotzer or uvorei choshech. This is in davening in the morning, except for a change of one phrase, which I'm not going to discuss now. And don't anybody who wants to ask questions come down on me now. Yotzer or, the one who creates, who forms light, uvorei choshech, and creates darkness. Of course, here the question is darkness the absence of light, or this seems to indicate that choshech is a beria. Osei shalom, the one who makes peace. Don't ask me a question on what the Navi means when he says borei ra, that God creates evil. God doesn't create evil. Simple meaning of the pasuk, the way I see it, is he creates the ability for evil to exist in the world. Otherwise, man would have no free will. God doesn't make evil. Man makes evil. But God creates a man who has the capacity to do evil. And therefore, his great test is not to do evil. Well, God threw that pasuk well. Ani Hashem, I am God, Osei Kol Ela, the one who does all of this. So now I can take you to pasuk Yud Aleph, because now you will know the context. Ka'amar Hashem Kadosh Yisrael V'yotzero. So says God, the Holy One of Israel. What's the whole chapter been talking about? The whole chapter has been talking about the fact that there's going to be a king who will come to the aid of Israel. The one who's going to be my appointed, my anointed one. He is an extension of me. And therefore, whatever is going to be necessary for my servant Yaakov and Israel, my chosen one, is going to be done by Koresh. And you should know that everything that Koresh is doing is because I want him to do it. And I want him to come to the aid, the assistance, to save the Jewish people. Kadosh Yisrael, in this context, is 100% exactly the way it was in all of the other psukim before. That was number on our list. What was that? That was number 15. The prophet 16, of course, is the one that we'll have to wait for our the completion of this whole unit, because that's one of the few psukim in which both Kadosh Yisrael and Hashem Tzvakot appear together, and that's the prophet that we say immediately before Shemona Esrei in the morning. Goaleinu, our Redeemer, Hashem Tzvakot Shemo, Kadosh Yisrael. Now, I'm going to give you a hint, of course. Kadosh Yisrael represents a particular posture of God. Isn't that what we've been saying?
Yes.
When he is the Redeemer. But you know, the Redeemer has a name. You know what his name is? His name is Hashem Tzvakot. On the simplest level, that's what this pasuk is saying. Goaleinu, our Redeemer, Hashem Tzvakot Shemo. His name is Hashem Tzvakot. And you know who he is? He's Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. In other words, does he have a name? Right? The other side, if we do this, we've done very, very well. No. I gotta finish. Before we know it, the doors are going to be broken down over here. Ko'amar Hashem, so says God, Go'aleich, your Redeemer, Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. Ah, Kadosh Yisrael equals Redeemer, right? Redeemer, Savior, Protector. Ani Hashem Elokecha. I am God, your God, Melamedcha, who teaches you lahoil, things that are beneficial. Madrichacha b'derech telech. I lead you in the road that you should go. 18. I'm going to finish this, that's all. Ki bo'alayach osayach Hashem tzvakot shemo v'go'alech. Third time that Kadosh Yisrael is referred to as Go'aleich. Elokei kol ha'aretz yikarei. He's called the God of all the earth. 19. V'holchu eilecho shacholach v'nei ma'anayach v'hishtachavun al kapot raglayach kol mena'atzayach v'karulach ir Hashem Tzion. Kadosh Yisrael, all those who rejected, all those who shamed Yerushalayim, will ultimately come creeping on all fours before Yerushalayim. They're going to come bent, and they will bow. Kol mena'atzayach, all of those who rejected you, and they're going to call you the city of God, Tzion, Kadosh Yisrael. All right. I know that I've not gone through all of the psukim, and it's not. I'm not a coward. I'm not afraid. But now that we have pretty much established a definition of Kadosh Yisrael, Kadosh Yisrael, as I say, represents God who is merciful, who is compassionate, who saves, who is close, who is warm, cares, is concerned, the one you can trust, the one you can depend on. That's Kadosh Yisrael. That's Kadosh Yisrael. And once we understand that, then those other psukim that I didn't learn at the beginning, we will begin to understand. Well, we're not finished yet. I wanted to take your next sheet, so now when I give you homework, you're going to see exactly how the homework is supposed to be done. In other words, those of you who come to hear Aviva, you don't get any homework, but this class works very hard. They have homework. Okay? God is described as Hashem Tzvakot. What does Hashem Tzvakot mean? Watch. I'm going to start from the beginning. First chapter of Yeshayahu. Lulei Hashem Tzvakot hotir lanu savid kima'at. If not for the fact that the God of hosts left us over a little remnant, kistom hayinu la'amod adiminu. If he wouldn't have left over a little remnant of the Jewish people, we would have been utterly destroyed, like Sodom and Amorah. Lachein ne'um ha'adam, number two, Lachein ne'um ha'adam Hashem Tzvakot, therefore says the Master, the God of hosts, Abir Yisrael, the mighty one of Israel, Hoy enachem mitzarai, v'inokma me'ayavai, I am going to be consoled from those who oppress me, and I am going to take vengeance from my enemies. By the way, with these two psukim already, is there a completely different mood? We're talking about nearly utter destruction like Sodom and Amorah. We're talking about a God who is full of vengeance against his enemies and those who oppress him. Number three, Kiyom LaHashem Tzakot, a day will come to the God of hosts, Al Kol Gei Evaram, and all of those who are high and exalted and conceited, Al Kol Nisa, and the ones who raise themselves, they shall fail, they're going to be brought down. Hashem Tzakot is the one who punishes. He's the one who takes vengeance, retribution, Sodom and Amorah. Number four, Ki Hinei Ha'adon Hashem Tzakot, the Master, the God of hosts, Meisir Yerushalayim and Yehuda, he's going to remove from Yehuda and Yerushalayim Mash'ein u'Mash'eina, male or female who can support the city. Kol Mish'an Lechem v'Kol Mish'an Mayim, anybody who can give them help for bread or water. Removal. Are we talking now about a God who is punishing? Malachem Tadaku Ami. Number five. Why do you beat down my people? Upnei Aniyim Titchonu. You grind the face of the poor. Ne'um Hashem Elokim Tzakot, says the God of hosts. In other words, you're causing suffering to the poor. You better watch out, because Hashem Tzakot knows about it. Let's take a look at Pasuk 7. Number 7. Be'ozne Hashem Tzvakot, in the ears of the God of hosts, in lo batim rabim l'shamo yihiyu, many houses are going to be desolate, gedolim v'tovim, big and good mansions are going to be me'ein yoshev, without anyone living there. Hashem Tzvakot does not at this point seem to be the happy camper that Kadosh Yisrael is. Kadosh Yisrael is joy. Sahali Varoni Yosheves Sion Kigodol Vikirbech Kadosh Yisrael. You remember that, all right? The most probably what will, at the end of this unit, which will take another shir or so, the most important pasuk is going to be pasuk number 8. Vayigbar Hashem Tzvakot b'mishpat v'hakel hakadosh nigdash b'tzedakah. The God of hosts is raised in judgment, and the God who is holy becomes holy through charity. Do you see already a definition? The God Hashem Tzvakot is mishpat, judgment. the God who is holy is the God of charity. The God Hashem Tzvakot is distant, he is transcendent. Kadosh Yisrael is imminent, he is close. I would give it another definition. Hashem Tzvakot is Malkeinu. Kadosh Yisrael is Avinu. God relates to us either as a king, and we're going to see some more psukim, king, judge, or father, friend, the one to whom we can always turn. One is Hashem Tzvakot and the other is Kadosh Yisrael. Now, just one moment. I think, if I'm not mistaken, but they weren't wrong. This pasuk does not appear in the first list, because in the first list we only wanted those psukim who referred to God as Kadosh Yisrael. He's not referred to as Kadosh Yisrael here. Just one moment. Let me take you quickly to... Oh, there's so many psukim here, it's unbelievable. If you turn over... So we'll get back to all of the psukim. Ah, 22. Number 22 on the other side. Number 22, that's chapter 13. Chapter 13 is one of the chapters that talks about the ultimate destruction of Babel. God is going to gather a coalition of nations. A coalition of nations that are going to go against Babel. Kol Hamon Behorim, number 22. Kol, there's the sound of many people in the mountains. Dmut Am Rav, we see before ourselves the form of many people. Kol Sha'on, we hear the sounds of war. Mamlechot Goyim, kingdoms of nations, Ne'esophim, who are gathering together, the great coalition. Hashem Tzvakot Mefakeh Tzvah Milchama. You know what Hashem Tzvakot is? He's the commander-in-chief of war. He's the real general of this entire coalition of nations. Are you getting the picture of what Hashem Tzvakot is? By the way, the picture is we've only seen a very, very small part of the picture. Hashem Tzvakot, ultimately, I'll let you in on the secret now. Hashem Tzvakot is going to be the description of the essence of God. Hashem Tzvakot is going to be used by Yeshayahu to describe God as the one who was, is, and will be the creator, the omnipotent, the omniscient. Hashem Tzvakot is going to describe the essential nature of God in all of its vastness, in all of its might, and all of its power. And Kadosh Yisrael is going to describe that Hashem Tzvakot as he relates to the Jewish people. As far as the Jewish people is concerned, he is Kadosh Yisrael. As far as the world out there is concerned, he is Hashem Tzvakot. In a sense, Hashem Tzvakot is his, call it his
macro.
His macro. That's good. I was going to use something so simple, like I'm so ashamed. In all, a description of the essential essence of God. And Kadosh Yisrael represents his relationship with his people, Israel. We have not yet come to an understanding of, well, why is he called Kadosh? That's, of course, going to be the difficult part, or the beautiful part of all. And because we always understand Kedusha and sanctity, as we said at the beginning of the year, Kedusha and sanctity is that which is separate, which is distant, which is far, which inspires fear. Kadosh v'nora shemo, God's name is holy and awesome. There's something fearful about Kedusha, yet throughout Yeshayahu, the Kedusha represents not something to be afraid of, but something to sing about, something to be full of joy. So two things in the Yeshayahu. Number one, I'd like you to go through all the rest of the Pesukim and in their context. Sit with a Yeshayahu. Sit with a Yeshayahu. What are you going to do a whole week of Hanukkah? Before the grandchildren and the children come. After, you're going to be cleaning up. But before they come, look through the Pesukim, see it within the context, have a good Hanukkah. Okay.